Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
You're listening to RTE Radio 1. Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and on the RTE Radio Player app. Tonight's play, A Very Autistic Christmas by Aoife Dooley, is a story about the most emotional time of the year. Hazel McGee is 12 years old, autistic, and this year she's determined to get her family to fall in line with her plan for a perfect Christmas. Made by Lighthouse Media in collaboration with As I Am and featuring Darcy Weeks as Hazel, this is A Very Autistic Christmas by Aoife Dooley.
A Very Autistic Christmas. A real-life story about the most emotional time of the year. Made in collaboration with As I Am.
Christmas Day in your wardrobe.
You broke your promise, Dad.
We didn't promise. I said we'd try.
I recorded it. I'm going to stay here and listen to everything until I find it.
Oh. 18 December, AM.
Those are the controls. Record. Play, stop. And when you listen back, you can play at a double speed. You can even hook it up to a computer if you want.
Can I try?
Let me go first, Paloma. It's my present.
Yeah, once you've had a go, I mean.
Hello? Hello? This is good, Dad.
I thought you'd like it.
And I can record anything I want?
Yeah, and you can record your bells.
Can I open one too?
Open this one. I know what it is, and I know you like it. Yes!
I've been asking Mum for this top for ages. Oh, and it's the perfect size.
So shiny. You kind of look like a disco ball. In a good way.
Thanks. You've got to open one too, Dad. Here. Open mine.
Well, why not? But we'll have to get Mum to open one later to keep things fair. Now, what could this be? A doorbell?
Not just any doorbell. A comedy Christmas doorbell. It was on sale. Here, I'll show you. This one's my favourite.
I can see why it was on sale.
Well, thank you very much, Paloma. This will make Christmas extra special.
And extra noisy.
This one reminds me of Auntie Anne.
Anne, now, that's not nice. Poor Auntie Anne.
Well, it's not like she can hear us, Dad. She's in Spain.
And she's very loud.
Ah, come on, lads. She can't help it. That's just the way she is.
Paloma, can you stop? It's giving me a headache.
It's pretty loud, all right.
Listen, Hazel, it has this bell chime too.
Ow.
But you love bells.
Not ones made on a computer.
Yeah, well, imagine it ringing when everyone comes over. It'll be so Christmassy.
Dad, remember last Christmas and how it went wrong?
Yes. Paloma, can you stop that for a minute?
I'm going to put it on the door.
You said this year we could do things my way.
Yes, I remember. But what exactly does your way mean?
It means not so loud, not so busy. Can we have Christmas that way?
I'll tell you what. How about you record your thoughts on your new recorder? You're recording right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, go record what you want and then we can take a listen.
And everyone can promise to do Christmas my way?
Well, let's hear it first. Coming!
Christmas my way. You've got to promise.
18 December, PM.
Hello. This is Hazel McGee. I'm recording this inside my wardrobe. I've got my blankets, fairy lights, and my favourite snacks. And Dad, here is what I mean by Christmas my way. I'm 13 years old, which you already know, Dad. And I'm autistic, which you also already know, Dad. And I love Christmas. I love playing games, watching Christmas TV, decorating the tree and the presents. Every year, we do things that you and Mom like to do. Go into town, go to parties and have lots of visitors, but it's too noisy and too busy for me. This year, I want to have an autistic Christmas so I can enjoy it too. It's not a lot, it's just a few things that really help me and I need you to listen. Number one, give me a plan. My routine is really important and surprises are not good. If something is happening or if we have to do something different, you've got to tell me beforehand. Number two, let me have space. If people are coming over, I need to know who they are, when they're arriving, and when they are leaving. And if I don't want to talk to them, just let me be. Sometimes I need to be alone, and that's okay. Number three, food. Can I just eat potato waffles? I can make them myself. I don't want everyone asking, where's your vegetables, Hazel? Number four. Quiet is good. Last year was so noisy and Auntie Anne talked all day and snored like a walrus all night. Please, can we have a quiet Christmas this year? And one more really important thing. Still loads of presents as usual. That's it. Christmas my way. That's all I wanted, and you promised you would do it.
I said we'd try.
You promised. I know you did.
Will you just come out?
Leave me alone.
All right.
I know he promised me. It's here somewhere.
December 19, AM.
Oh, yes. Just a pinch. And then you stir it all up. Oh, well done, Hazel. You did a great job. That all sounds fairly reasonable to me.
Dad has just listened to what I need for Christmas my way.
Yeah.
And now he's going to promise to stick to it.
Well, not just now. Let me think about it and discuss with Mom when she's back from work. I don't want to make a promise I can't keep. And right now, I've got to get this trifle sponge in the oven. Oh, there's a lot going on today.
But Dad, you have to promise later.
How about you go and record some Christmas sounds? And I don't mean the doorbell. Some of your music. Where's Paloma? Maybe you can do it together.
Can you tell me the story of the trifle and I'll record it?
All right. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we should get this recorded. Yeah, very good idea. This is a recipe passed down from a very special person, your granny.
Do you miss her?
Yeah, I do. Very much. And that's why I make her trifle. But not everyone can master the 12 layers. It takes practice and dedication. Granny taught me And who taught Granny?
Her granny.
Right. And why are there 12 layers?
Because there were 12 children.
Correct. Now, the first step, which I'm in the middle of right now, is the key to the whole lot. The sponge at the bottom is the foundation.
And if we get that wrong, then, well, we'd have to start again. One year, Granny made 4 different sponges and she got it just right. Then, once it was in the bottom of our famous trifle dish, she called me and let me pour on the sherry. We have a list of the 12 layers, just like I have now. And the 12 layers are...
20 December, AM.
This is Hazel McGee, recording in the McGee living room, where I'm observing my older sister Paloma, who is hunched over her phone with her thumbs tapping. As soon as she stops, I'm going to get her to listen to my Christmas list and get her to promise to follow it. When Mom comes home, I'm going to get her to promise too.
Hazel, are you recording this?
I want you to listen to my Christmas list and then record you promising to follow it.
Yeah, well, I'm texting Elsie right now and you can't just record people without asking.
I don't need permission to record the sounds of my own house.
Then how about I secretly record you?
Hey!
Hey, what's this? Is the Christmas spirit flying?
Hazel's invading my privacy.
Ow, that doorbell.
Oh, I'll get it. It might be Elsie.
What? Dad, I thought we agreed. Paloma can't just invite people over like that. Remember my Christmas list? Give me a plan.
I didn't know she was coming.
It wasn't Elsie. So you can calm down. You're so dramatic, Hazel. It's embarrassing.
Ah, Paloma. That's not nice.
Yeah, well, some of us have friends that we're trying to keep.
Paloma.
20 December, PM.
Paloma just doesn't get it. I'm not being dramatic. It takes me by surprise when people suddenly arrive. And that doorbell makes it even worse. My bells are different. Hearing them makes me feel calm. I got this one 2 years ago when we went to Spain to see Auntie Anne. This one is a bit louder because it's bigger. I nearly have the whole scale. I'm just missing one note. I saw the right one in town last week, but when I went back, it was gone. It's probably on top of someone's Christmas tree now. The doorbell again?
Happy Christmas!
Hello. What a surprise.
Wait, who is that?
Of course. Come in.
You weren't expecting me.
I certainly was not.
Yeah.
Still at work, but home soon.
Well, she'll be surprised too. I can say hello to the kids.
Well, let's not go into Hazel just now. She's not a big fan of surprises.
I'll just say a quick hello. She's still in her little hidey hole, I see. Hazel! Hello? Hazel!
Anne, let's leave her.
Shall I just open it and say a quick hello?
Hazel, it's your favourite, Auntie Anne! All the way from Lanzarote! Hop out there now and give me a big kiss!
And that's where my very autistic Christmas began to go very wrong!
Are you ready to come out yet, Hazel?
No.
Christmas Day isn't the same without you.
I'm staying here until I find where Dad promised me we could do Christmas my way.
22 December, AM.
I'm recording one of my favourite parts of Christmas, playing a game with Dad, and I'm winning!
And Mom, Paloma and Auntie Anne can join us when they get back.
Not Auntie Anne, please!
But people like to be included. That's why Auntie Anne's here. Although, a little warning would have been nice. She's been on her own all year. And remember what Granny always said? There's room for everyone on Christmas Day.
Is that why she made so much trifle?
That's right. You never know how many mouths there were to feed.
But you're not going to make me eat it. It looks so slimy.
Have I ever made you do anything? But what if I made the top layer just jelly and no cream? Would you try it then?
I just got told I sound like a young Sinead O'Connor.
That didn't happen.
I bought snacks, but no one can touch them. For Elsie and Emma when they come over.
When's that? I need warning.
They're coming over now, Hazel. There's your warning.
Dad!
What? I don't need permission for my friends to come over, do I?
Well...
When are they leaving?
Leaving? They haven't even got here yet.
Let's figure this out. Paloma, can you put those bags down?
Not there!
Oh, sorry.
I was winning.
I'm sorry. It was an accident, I swear. Look, Hazel, I listen to your Christmas rules, but if I say to Elsie that she's got to tell me exactly when she's arriving and leaving, she'll think I'm a weirdo. You can't ask people that.
You can ask people that. You just don't want to.
You're not the only one in this house, you know.
22 December, PM.
Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? Hi, Hazel. It's me, your favourite sister in the world. I know you took the batteries out of the doorbell, but guess what? I've got lots more.
I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
You can take the batteries out of the doorbell, but you can't take the fun out of my Christmas.
Paloma, what are you up to?
23 December, PM.
I'm recording this for you, Dad. We have to talk about sticking to my Christmas plan because so far you have a score of 0 out of 10. There is no quiet. I can hear them even when I'm in my wardrobe. Listen.
No chance. Yeah, no chance. So this is my room. We can just hang out in here. Oh, that's my sister's room down the hall. Don't mind her. I'll get the snacks. We've got loads of the ones you like, Elsie.
She shows off and acts fake when Elsie is around. She's wearing this sparkly top to try and impress her.
You're not staying here long, right?
I know how hard it is to fit in, but Elsie is not a good friend. She doesn't sound nice.
Oh, and then the sparkly top I had them years ago. They're so out. Where did she even find it? Oh, did she pull it out of the bin?
See what I mean?
24 December, PM.
We're in the car and I've been sitting here for an hour because it's Christmas Eve and the shops were way too noisy for me. But I'd had to go in because Auntie Anne ate all my potato waffles.
She just got a bit carried away. She's excited to be here.
What she made this morning should be illegal. Who puts fish fingers on waffles with ketchup? It's just wrong.
Well, at least we have more of them now.
Yeah, but only 2 packs because they were all sold out. Like I said, waffles are an important staple to any autistic household, Dad. Especially at Christmas. They're way more popular than turkey. Look at the statistics.
You're obsessed with potato waffles. Dad, can you drop me off at Elsie's? Emma's there too. Please, just for an hour.
Okay, but only an hour. We have a big day tomorrow, and now we have a guest as well, so we want to keep things nice and calm for everyone.
Thanks, Dad. You now have a score of 5.5 out of 10.
Now you have a scoreboard.
Just keeping track. Ratings matter.
Here we are. 1 hour only, okay?
Thanks, Dad. I'll be back in time, I swear.
Can we go home now?
1 minute. I just want to make sure she gets inside.
Ugh, please, let's go.
Just wait a second. It's raining and no one's answered the door yet. Maybe no one's at home.
Look, it's Elsie in the upstairs window. She can see Paloma and she isn't going down.
Oh, dear.
No one's home.
Right. Maybe they had to go somewhere.
But, Dad, we saw her...
Maybe somebody ate her waffles, too.
Can you turn it off? I have a headache.
Not fair. I like it.
Let's keep things quiet.
Why does everything have to be Hazel's weird way?
It wouldn't be weird to you if you were autistic.
Yeah, well, I'm not autistic and I just want a normal Christmas like everyone else.
Let's try Hazel's way.
Is that a promise, Dad?
Promise.
See? He did promise.
Hazel? Dad said to tell you he's made you the trifle the way you want it.
I don't like trifle.
I don't really like it either. But Dad makes it to remember Granny.
Why are you so mean to me, Paloma?
What? What do you mean? Why are you so mean to me?
Me?
You've been recording everything, right? Listen back and judge for yourself.
25 December, AM.
Can you just move over there a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and let me get...
Oh, sorry.
Can I get that?
What's that mad-looking thing you have there, Hazel? The amount of buttons on it.
Careful.
It's my recorder and it holds evidence.
Evidence? Evidence of what?
Christmas promises broken. Autistic plans crushed.
Oh. Well, that sounds serious.
It is, actually. But you don't understand that.
Hazel, be nice.
Can I go upstairs? I don't feel good.
Wouldn't it be nice to help me get the table set so it's all ready for your mum when she gets back from next door?
I don't know.
I'll help.
Thanks, Paloma. I'll be back in a minute.
Good girl. You know, when your mum and I were little girls, we cooked Christmas dinner for the whole family. And now all you have to do is to help set the table. Don't you two have the life, Riley?
That's not true. And this is my spot.
Well, it can be my spot for today. And tomorrow you can have it back.
No, I always sit beside Mom.
No. Hazel, you sit down there with the kiddie side with your sister and let the adults sit together.
Actually, Auntie Anne, that is Hazel's spot. She always sits there.
Don't be silly now. Hazel is fine down that end.
I don't like this.
Well, here's something you'll definitely like. Look, Hazel, I got you a glow-in-the-dark light-up fidget spinner. Take a look. You like fidget toys, don't you? Autistic children love them.
Those are for little kids. I'm a teenager. I don't want it.
Hey, what's going on here?
Also, that's my fork. You need to get another one. I don't want your wrinkly old lips touching it.
Hazel,
you're being rude.
Sure, it's only a fork.
No! I don't want Auntie Anne's lipstick juice near my fork. Why is she even here? This wasn't the plan for Christmas.
I am really sorry, Anne. Hazel, you cannot say things like that.
What is everyone's problem with telling the truth? Like yesterday, you wouldn't let me tell Paloma that Elsie was at home. I saw her in the window.
Now you're just telling lies. Why are you causing drama?
I'm not telling lies. Think about it, Paloma. I don't really think Elsie is your friend at all.
Hazel.
Girls. Come on now. Did you see this one? Look, Hazel, this is another one for you. Look. Ah, gosh, isn't he just the cutest little puppy? Look, here, take it.
Oh, I
so sorry.
Lisa, why do you always ruin Christmas for everyone else?
Hazel, can we talk? Will you open the door?
Anne's really quiet now, and she doesn't mind about the broken toy. She's going to stay with Nana tonight, so the house won't be noisy.
Okay.
And I think you were right about Elsie. I don't think she really is my friend.
I don't think so either, and I don't think she's a nice person. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I was just trying to warn you because I know how it feels to have bad friends.
I know. Want to play me a song on your bells?
Okay. But it's going to sound funny because I'm missing one.
Oh, I've got something nice for you. Here you go.
Oh my goodness.
It's the right one, isn't it? The one you were missing.
It's exactly the right one. Now I've got them all. Thanks, Paloma.
You don't really ruin Christmas, Hazel. I'm sorry I said that.
Do you want to play something together?
Will you show me how?
Yeah, just ring this one whenever I look at you. Here, practice. That's it. Okay, let's try it.
Let's try again next year. Having Christmas your way, I mean.
Or we could do Christmas our way. Then we can both enjoy it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, they really want you to come down for Christmas dinner. What do you think?
Okay, I'll come down. As long as it's potato waffles.
Of course.
A Very Autistic Christmas was written by Aoife Dooley, created and directed by Gilly Fogg, featuring the voices of Niamh Branigan, Donal Gallagher, Claire Finn, Gilly Fogg and Billy de Butler, with Darcy Weeks as Hazel McGee. Produced by Lighthouse Studios and Gorilla Post Production. Executive producer for RTE, Nikki Coughlin. Executive producer for Lighthouse Studios, Claire Finn. Producer, Edward Moline. Production manager, Billy de Butler. Executive producer for Gorilla Post Production, Barry Reed. Post production facility, Gorilla Post Production. Sound editors, Mark Fitzpatrick, Shane O'Toole, and Sam Bannon. Post production producer, Emmeline Dowling. Made with funding from RTE's Independent Radio Production Unit. With special thanks to As I Am.
If you've been affected by anything in that programme, you can find helpline information at rte.ie/support.
rte.ie/drama on one.